Please welcome Bob Barron.
I'm the oldest brother of three brothers. And when my kid brothers were 12 and I was 18, I taught them to surf. This was on the East Coast. And one of the ways we maintain our togetherness is we take these surfing vacations. So this story is about monkeys, monkeys, monkeys. Monkeys, yes, and monkeys, no. That's the key change. One of our trips was to Costa Rica, to a surfing town called Tamarindo, and which was in Endless Summer 2. Any surfers here? You don't know that movie. All right, doesn't matter. And I'd never been to Costa Rica. My brothers had never been to Costa Rica, and we all heard about the wonderful wildlife. And we didn't want to be myopic surfers. We wanted to see some wildlife. We get to this town called Tamarindo, and we've not seen any wildlife. No big snakes, no leopards, and most disappointingly, no monkeys. We wanted to see monkeys. So we surf for 2 days, get really tired, and we're walking down the beach after dinner, and there's this restaurant right on the beach, and we walk in for dessert. And there's a local guy there who is a hustler, and he sees us and he says, I want to be your major domo. I want to be your guide here in Costa Rica. Anything you need, I can get for you. Well, my one brother's depraved, so he asked for marijuana. I smoked a little, but I didn't inhale. And then he said, what else would you like? I should have mentioned this. In Costa Rica at that time, prostitution was legal. Would you like some senoritas? My wife's here, so, but this is true. We just said, no, we've just surfed for 5 hours. We're too exhausted for senoritas. But we'd love some monkeys. At which point, this guy turns around and in Spanish yells to the guys in the kitchen, these gringo jerks don't want women. They want monkeys. And the Spanish is rudimentary enough. No quieren senoritas. Quieren monkeys, whatever the word for monkeys is. And we heard him say that, and we fell off the chair. We were laughing so hard. And the joke was on us because he said, yes, I can show you monkeys. I have horses at my little hacienda just outside of town. If you show up there tomorrow after your surf session, we can go riding into the jungle, and I'll show you monkeys. Okay, so we do that. We get up early, we surf, get out of the water about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and go to this guy's house, and he's got a string of horses. They're not very spirited except for one, and I'm a good rider, so, and my brothers don't ride, and I said, give me the lively horse. So he gave Jim Honeycup, and he gave Dan a Sweet Thing, and I got Adolf Hitler. So after this horse tried to kill me, after about 20 minutes, we were in the jungle, and there up in the trees were these howler monkeys. My next-door neighbor, when I was a kid, had a monkey. It was a little capuchin monkey. It would fit in your palm. It would snuggle up to you. It was cute and cuddly. It was neat, like a little kitten. Howler monkeys could ride Harleys. They're like 5 feet tall. They're covered with hair. And I'm not going to howl for you, but they make this ungodly noise. And that sounded... Good. So we got close enough to look at them, and they threw some things at us, coconuts and stuff, and we said, okay, that's good enough. And we left. And so we had sought out the monkeys, found the monkeys. It was good. They were good. 2 days later, we go to a different surf place called Avianas, and we're riding our Jeep through the jungle. You have to stand up. The road is so bad that if you sit, you break your coccyx bone. So you sort of stand up, and the guy driving is giggling because he's hurting you. And we get to this place about 7 in the morning. It's a clearing. There's like some huts and cottages set up, and chickens and ducks running around. Nobody there. We park in the parking lot, and we go surfing, and we're out in the surf break. And about 8 o'clock, we start hearing modern jazz broadcasting out from the jungle. There were these speakers next to the huts. And, you know, Lorindo Almeido and Stan Getz, and this really cool, smooth, great to surf to jazz. So now I'm really hungry. I've caught my 7 waves, and I go in. My brother's there, of course, unstoppable. They're 8 years younger than me. They're going to surf until they can't see straight. And I go in, and there's a guy standing behind a counter. And I said, "Do you sell food?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah, I sell food." Terrific. So I order up a breakfast. And I said, "What's with the speakers?" And he said, "I used to be a disc jockey in Paris. I moved here. It's cooler." Not cooler, but you know what I mean, neater. And I said, "Well, this is great music." He said, "Yeah, yeah." So I wait and I chat with him, and he makes me a smoothie, and the eggs come up. And I carry him over to this. He's got a whole bunch of picnic tables. And I go over to the one picnic table that's closest to the water so I can watch my brother surf. And he yells at me, says, "Not there." I said, "What, huh? And there's, you know, there's 15 tables and me. What, you know, it's reserved?" He says, "Look up." And I look up, and up in the tree are somewhere between 10 and 15,000 howler monkeys.
What?
Right. What? Why should they be there? We've just paid $15 a piece to go find these monkeys. Where are the monkeys? Where are the monkeys? That's where the monkeys all are. So I go to this guy and say, "What's the deal?" He said, "First of all, you don't want to eat beneath them. You don't want to take a table beneath the howler monkeys. Just think about it for a second." Got it? Okay. And I said, "But why are they here?" And he said, "The music." I said, "No way." He said, "Oh, you don't believe me." He turns around. He's French. He has a French accent. He turns the music off. And he says, "Just watch." And I've got my cup of coffee in my hand and my eggs in my hand. And I'm sort of looking. And after about 4 or 5 minutes, these monkeys pick up and start to move away. And they start to leave the trees. And he just turns the music back on, and they come right back and sit down. And he looks at me and says, "Look, if you were stuck in this godforsaken jungle, and you had a choice of listening to mosquitoes and blackbirds with Stan Getz and Astrid Gilberto, what would you do?" "You'd stay with the music." So there's the key change. The final bit about wildlife is 2 days later, there's a river in Tamarindo that runs into the ocean. And on this side of the river is a tremendous suck that just goes that way at about 12 to 15 knots. You can't walk in it. You get up about this far, and it just sweeps you away out to sea. There's great, great surf, though, just on the other side of the river. So let's go surf over there. So I take my surfboard, and it's low tide, so the muddy bottom of the river is sort of exposed. And I'm walking out on it with my surfboard, but some local guy is trying to sell me something. "Sir, senor, cocodillo, cocodillo." I say, "No, thanks. I don't want to buy any cocodillos." He says, "No, senor, cocodillo." And sure enough, there was like this 15 to 150 foot, just this huge crocodile just sitting there with his eyes right on me going, "Yeah." In that movie, Endless Summer 2, there's a sequence where they're in Tamarindo and the guy tries to paddle across the river. The alligator doesn't catch him, but after all, he's a pro surfer and they can do anything. Anyway, that's my story.